past lives. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of July 6, 2025. We've all had past lives, regardless of whether we may remember them or not. The concept of reincarnation is more or less accepted in certain cultures on Earth. However, I wouldn't say that it is widely accepted on a planetary scale because some of the strongest religions still deny it, as well as mainstream science, which is another religion, like it or not, because what it imposes as a scientific fact has little to do with the scientific method and the results of applying it, and a lot more to do with following preset peer acceptable concepts and guidelines which are appointed by secret societies and who controls them. Whoever, being a scientist or not, follows the scientific method and finds results about just about anything which may make the status quo uncomfortable is ostracized, ridiculed, and if he or she insists, taken out, making it look like an accident, in most cases. As science is on Earth nowadays, the scientific method is only used as an elegant excuse to impose ideas and concepts onto a not-so-well-informed population, ideas and concepts that serve the ones in power and their agendas against the people. Making things a lot worse with science, it is in itself incapable of explaining everything that exists, readily denying everything that cannot be replicated in a laboratory or with an experiment. One of those subjects science on Earth cannot prove and sets aside as mere coincidences and curiosities, which they always say must have a, quote, logical explanation, is reincarnation. There are many well-documented and well-known cases on Earth, yet they are left as curiosities and hardly ever taken seriously by anyone with scientific authority. Those cases are strong enough to make even the most rigid scientists uncomfortable, and as they cannot explain the undeniable facts of it immediately, they choose to make the listener believe that they too can hold a philosophical conversation, or they change it entirely. Scientists on Earth stay away from these kinds of subjects because they are highly uncomfortable for their social circles, so they don't want to rock the boat and their hard-earned social position, just to attempt to prove something as dubious and irrational in their minds as reincarnation. Things concerning accepting reincarnation in highly advanced interstellar cultures are a lot easier, although it is still quite hard to prove using science alone. Yet for those, science is one of many tools to understand reality and it is not dogmatic as it has its place, but it does not rule what is fact and what is not. The biggest reason why reincarnation is so well accepted in all those interstellar cultures is because of the simple fact that most people, not all, do remember at least one past life to a good degree, and many remember several ones. The veil of forgetfulness that is so prominent on Earth as nearly everyone there has no past life memories, does exist elsewhere, but it is not so strong, and it is quite selective, because some people remember them and others do not, and the reason for this is unknown, but it probably has more to do with pre-life agreements of each individual and not as the result of any external reason. Advanced interstellar cultures don't see the veil of forgetfulness on Earth as the result of any Arcan, or dark entity with a mechanical or electronic instrument or device that wipes memory from everyone before they reincarnate for exploitative purposes, as many there theorize. They see it as the result of a simple existential vibration mismatch, where the information coming from higher astral realms cannot interface with the thick, low vibration of living in the third density, inside a clumsy biological body on Earth, or elsewhere, because, as I said above, it is not exclusive of Earth. This existential vibration mismatch is also the one which is responsible for making dreams hard to remember, or forget them altogether, as the oniric world is nothing more than more astral. What I do see quite possible is that the powers that be on Earth, together with the dark lower astral entities that they worship, do their best to keep the vibration of the planet as low as possible to be able to access and influence the population from the lower astral for exploitative purposes, and also because they know that maintaining a population with a very low frequency and vibration will also prevent them from accessing their past life memories, as well as preventing them from developing a healthy spiritual evolution. In simpler words, keeping the population in a low thought and existential vibration is the mechanism with which those exploitative entities cause the veil of forgetfulness that is so marked on Earth. But the veil of forgetfulness is very shallow even on Earth, because the memory erasure is only illusory, and only goes as deep as the conscious mind. The memory of past lives is there, it is not erased. Past life memories are simply inaccessible to the conscious mind of most people. This means that at a subconscious and unconscious level, past life memories are defining who you are today, the things you like and dislike, your reactions to situations, your interests in life and your frustration when you do not do them and so on. Those past life memories and who you were before define your current personality. They define who you are today as much as what you lived and the actions you made in the days before today, in this present life. It is said that a cat or a dog is born knowing how to be a cat or a dog, while humans must learn everything from scratch. In my opinion, dogs and cats, as well as any other animal, must also learn how to be a member of their species. The only thing is that by comparison, and from our biased point of view, we perceive our identities as Lyrian humans to be far more complex than the one of most animals or pets. Our social cultural rules are very complex and harder to learn for our young ones than those of most other animal species. But note that in the case of other non-Lyrian human interstellar species like the Irma, who are cats, that complex social learning is also present, and it is just as hard and long for their cubs as it is for human Lyrian children. But even if the learning process for our children and our cubs is hard and long, it is in no way starting completely from scratch, as it is more of a process of remembering and of unconsciously sorting out what we have all learnt in past lives and how all that can be used in this present one. Of course, children and cubs must learn a lot of new things in a costly, long and even painful process, but the very reason why they can be today a young human Lyrian or an Irma cub is because of the soul evolution process they completed before, as you cannot learn everything that is needed to be a human or an Irma in those few years of childhood. You need a nurtured spiritual baggage and context before that. In other words, you need to be a frequency and vibrational match to being a human Lyrian child or an Irma cub. Furthermore, you as a soul needs to be a vibrational and frequency match to being that specific Lyrian human child, or Irma cub, or a member of any other species. It is widely said that souls don't have a gender, as it is only part of the physical experience. Although this may be so, souls do have a marked preference for being of one or another gender, although they do switch from one to another while they develop their preferences. An old soul could be identified easily by its congruence with reincarnating again and again as a member of the same gender, as this would be a sign of spiritual maturity and of having had many previous experiences as both, but not necessarily so. But what is it like to remember past lives? First of all, and as far as I know and have experienced myself, you don't remember all of your past life or lives. Rather, you remember fragments of them and sometimes not in any specific order. Naturally, your immediate past life is the one which you remember more clearly than the one before, and so on, leaving the further ones only as fragments of a dream, fragments of memories you are not even sure of which life they belong to, but you don't usually remember all of them. Anyway, we don't remember all of our present life, much less the previous ones, but this varies from case to case and from person to person. However, there are some cases in interstellar civilizations in which a person may die and then reincarnate to continue what he or she was doing in their previous life, and with nearly full memory. Some people remember what it is like to be in between lives, and they say it is very much like the dream world, where things are manifested immediately, and also tend to metamorphose easily, where one thing may become another as it simply reflects the vibration of what the soul is thinking or feeling as everything there does there as well. What a soul experiences is always a direct reflection of its frequency and vibration. That is why it is said that we manifest our own lives and that what we see as our outside world is only a reflection of who we are internally, and this goes for the material world as well, only all manifestations are slower there. Reincarnation is another case where advanced interstellar civilizations know a lot more than what is known on Earth, yet not everything is acknowledged, and many mysteries remain, especially the most important ones. And once more, if someone claims to know all about these kinds of subjects, either they are lying, or they have an agenda. Be wise out there. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation. Your friend, Marie.